MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Houston-based Blue Pony Energy, a chemical manufacturing company specializing in synthetic low-carbon products, said it will build its first facility in New Mexico in Lovington. The company projects it will hire about 90 New Mexico workers over the next 10 years and add about 221 other workers in indirect jobs. The New Mexico Economic Development Department estimates an economic impact of more than $4.6 billion to the state over the next 10 years, and Blue Pony's 400-acre, $1.6 billion facility in Lovington Industrial Park will convert the natural gas into synthetic fuels and specialty products with significant reductions in carbon intensity, they said. Blue Pony is eligible for up to $2 million in State Local Economic Development Act funds, or LEDA. The dollars distributed as the company meets construction and hiring benchmarks. Lovington Mayor Robbie Roberts said the city is excited about the possibilities, but construction is about 3 years out. And allegations of bodies buried near Jeffrey Epstein's Zorro Ranch in Santa Fe County have emerged from millions of pages of documents related to the convicted sex offender's crimes. This is prompting calls for an investigation from New Mexico officials. New Mexico Public Lands Commissioner Stephanie Garcia Richard and radio host Eddie Aragon both want investigators to look into the claims.
To my knowledge, no investigation has taken place thus far. It doesn't sound like anything is going to be taking place very soon.
And Aragon wants lawmakers to immediately seize Zorro Ranch, as it was emails he received in 2019, which he turned over to the FBI, that have been released as part of the recent Epstein Files document dump.
I've since referred to the FBI on a number of other things, and I've never heard back from them on any things.
Garcia Richard is ready to offer all state lands for investigation surrounding the ranch, but can't do anything about the house as it's privately owned. Attorney General Raul Torres' office responded to Garcia Richard with a letter stating, quote, "As we understand it, the allegations appear to be unsubstantiated."
We need to get to the bottom of really what happened in New Mexico. I think that New Mexicans need answers. I think the victims need answers. I'm going to keep asking questions and keep poking around until I get an answer.
The FBI has no comment on the case. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.